Hey everyone, you're listening to Dad's Gaming Corner, a podcast of conversations between dads and their kids about games, movies, and everything in between. I am your host, Michael Masick, and with me is my oldest son, Jaden. Jaden, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Tell me how you're really, like, I need a real heart-to-heart.
Well, it is currently...
How are you really doing?
It is currently Tuesday, June 15th.
Okay.
And so we just got finished watching the Nintendo... Direct
E3 Direct, which I was extremely hyped for. It's been on my calendar for over a week.
Yep.
That we share on our phones. How did that make you feel?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, how am I really?
How are you really doing?
I'm not great.
You're not great?
Not great. You know.
The Direct was less than we were expecting.
It was very underwhelming.
By a big margin.
It was, yes.
All right, well, here, let's get some of the opener stuff out of the way. This is Dad's Gaming Corner, episode 55 for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. And we're going to give you our reactions to Nintendo's E3 announcement, conference, whatever, that they did today. Technically, it's just a Direct that Nintendo does. They stopped doing their live ones for the last several years. So it's just a video now. And we'll talk about it here in a second, but just get some of the openers out of the way. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DadsGC as well as Facebook.com. And you can also find us on Discord. You can either email us for a link. We've had listeners do that, or just look in your podcast app you're listening to right now. Look down in your show notes and there'll be a link directly to our Discord server and you can join that way. We're slowly building that up and it's been fun to interact with some of our listeners. That's been kind of cool. So make sure you do that. And one last thing before we jump directly into our reactions, Nintendo is currently right now doing they were talking about this last week, this is coming up, that they're doing a up to 50% off sale on select digital games, software bundles, and DLC until June 21st. And so, I mean, we really only have 6 days to even do this. By the time you listen to this podcast, you might only have 3 days, depending on how often you listen. But it's up to 50% off, and the thing is, they've got some good games on here. They have Breath of the Wild plus the expansion. They have Hades, Paper Mario Origami King, Doom Eternal, that's 50% off, which we're going to talk about here in a second as far as what Nintendo released. Fire Emblem Three Houses, The Witcher 3, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle, Overwatch, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, Pikmin 3 Deluxe, Octopath Traveler. These are games that rarely ever get discounted.
Right. Probably won't ever see these on sale.
Mario plus Rabbids, that goes on sale all the time, $15, $20, which is, I mean, you need to buy that game. It was released last week, the numbers, and Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle was the third, was the highest selling third party publisher on the Switch. There we go. Highest selling third party publisher. So it was the best selling third party game on the Switch. And it's an amazing game. Overwatch Legendary Edition. That doesn't go and sell a whole lot, but when it does, you can get it for about half off. Pikmin 3, a lot of these are Nintendo titles, like the Xenoblade Chronicles, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Paper Mario, Zelda, Pikmin 3. These are games that rarely ever go on sale, and so if you haven't picked them up yet, some really good ones here. Jaden, you won't like this one, but Caleb loves it. Among Us is currently on sale, probably a dollar off. But other great games like Cuphead, The Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Wolfenstein 2, that's a great game. A lot of Jackbox party games are on sale. Dead Cells. I mean, it just goes on, and I'm just scrolling through some of these. On and on and on and on. Shantae Half Genie Hero Ultimate Edition, that's a great one. All kinds of games. Sid Meier's Civilizations, Mortal Kombat 11, just a lot of, and it goes on. And so that's not the full list by any stretch of the means, but go check that out. Get some good games, cheap. Right now, great deal while you can. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about Nintendo's E3 for 2021. You counted them up. How many announcements were there?
30.
30. There were 30 announcements. All of those are games or DLC, except for two, which we'll talk about here in a second. And so we're just going to go down the list. We won't name all of them, or let me rephrase, we won't talk about all of them. We'll definitely name them all, and then we'll talk about the ones that kind of stuck out to us. So the first thing that Nintendo opened up with was the next fighter for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Now, I don't remember how you pronounce the guy's name, but he is the face of all the Tekken fighting games. And so as a new DLC fighter for Smash, I'm excited that we're getting one that's not another sword wielder. He's more of a martial arts fighter, which is great. But what made me more excited was the fact that you know, Tekken isn't on the Switch. And so we've seen Tekken crossover with Nintendo before in the past. I would love to get a Tekken fighter on the Switch. And so, but that being set aside, what did you think about the new fighter?
I definitely agree with you on, you know, it was a breath of fresh air to not just get another sword fighter. Because there's lots of those on Smash already.
Seems like a third of all my amiibos are sword fighters.
Yeah, they got swords. Yeah. And when they have swords, lots of the mechanics, like the way they fight, is really similar, if not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely cool getting a new character who's not a sword guy, you know?
No, I totally agree.
He looked really
cool,
though. His, you know, they showed some gameplay, as you know, like they always do. And then, you know, they also did like a cinematic thing. But he looked really cool.
So can I say, okay, so one thing about the cinematic, all of Smash Brothers cinematics are just amazing. I mean, they're very epic in feeling. Almost has like a Marvel's vibe to it, you know, in Marvel, it doesn't matter if it's a low-rated Marvel film. It just, they're all, cinematics are great.
Yeah.
Smash is like that. It seems like it's the Avenger quality type of cinematics. Yeah. So you have the guy coming up and he's just he's defeating and then dropping every character off of the ledge. I loved it. And at the very end, he's bringing Kirby, and my heart sinks. I'm like, not Kirby. Kirby's my guy. I like Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up to the edge, and he drops off Kirby like he did every other fighter. But then he takes a step forward, and he leans over the edge like, is he really down there? And then off to the distance and behind him, you see Kirby floating back up because he has, like, you know, those five jumps he has floating back up off. And I just thought that was perfect. That was perfect. So anyway. No release date on when that fighter is coming out. However, they are going to be doing a video specifically on this DLC coming up here in the next week or two. And so we'll have details on that, and we'll let you know when we know. So the next one, we'll combine them as two, the Life is Strange Remastered Collection and then Life is Strange True Colors. So Life is Strange is a episodic game. I believe there's five episodes that were released previously on consoles, PCs. Got mixed reviews, a lot of low sevens. I think episode 3 was the highest rated episode out of all of them. But this will be a collection where they're all coming together, coming together and being remastered. So if you've never played Life is Strange, or maybe you're part of that cult classic that just you really like this game, you can get it on your Switch sometime later this year. And then they're doing one, a new adventure called True Colors, also releasing later this year. The official date on that one is September 10th. So I'm not a big fan on either one of these. I think I tried the first episode, and I want to say I did it on iOS. If I didn't do it on my iPhone, then I'm thinking of a different game, and I apologize. But you saw the previews. Did either of these look interesting to you? I mean, the art style on the remaster definitely looked good to me.
The art style looked cool. I honestly didn't really care for anything else about it, so
it's just kind of blah,
right?
Just blasé. Well, that's coming out, and then another exciting announcement, which, depending again if you're a Marvel fans or not, is that Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, which is slated for release on October 26th of this year, it's coming out on all consoles. Yep. So the Switch is getting it day one as the Xbox and the PlayStation. So for a Switch fan, this is really cool. Obviously, you're going to lose some of the the graphics, you know, the fidelity of it all. But you're gonna have the portability factor in your hands. And so when they came out with Marvel's Avengers, mm-hmm. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
My head's messed up with COVID.
It was 2020.
I think it's 2019 actually. And that wasn't really big, and it never really caught my eye. It got okay reviews and everything else. It wasn't, you know, up there, you know, stellar. Being Guardians of the Galaxy by itself, if they can harness that humor, that's a part of that. Those particular movies,
right?
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And so, what do you think about this one? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely looking forward to it because it's Marvel, and because it's Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, it's cool. You know, it's Groot and it's Rocket and it's, you know, it's just a cool thing because, like I said, it's Marvel and it's Guardians of the Galaxy. The gameplay looked cool though. It's like a third person type thing. It showed some gameplay which looked fun. You know, it looked fun. And like you said, if it's like funny, I think that'll help it out a lot. Because I feel like that's just one of Guardians of the Galaxy's you know, trademark type things,
right?
Is the humor. So I'm excited for it.
Okay. No, I'm excited to see what comes. Sometimes when they slap, you know, an official label on the side, like Avengers,
right,
Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, Marvel, the games can be less than stellar. So we'll see what happens here. What about Worms? Worms Rumble is coming out June 23rd for the Switch.
Care.
I am not a Worms fan. You know, Worms, I remember playing Worms years and years and years and years and years ago. I mean, it seems like it was 15 plus years ago, or I'm sorry, 20 plus years ago. I'm not sure how old the franchise actually is. I liked the first couple that I played, but since then honestly just cared less about the game. So yeah, nothing big for me. But if you're a Worms fan, it's coming out June 23rd. Let's skip through some of these. There's a lot of indie games coming out, and I'm just going to skip some of these and jump straight down. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania Remastered. That's a mouthful. Let me try that again. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania Remastered is coming out October 5th. This, to me, and I don't know, again, I'm not a Super Monkey Ball fan, but what they showed looked like a game that came out on the Nintendo 64, and now they're bringing it up all through the generations to today's console. I'm not sure what generation this is, but I was not excited about that one at all. I know Super Monkey Ball, there's definitely fans out there who like that game, and so this could be, you know, a good one.
Oh, yeah, I know it was its 20th anniversary or something. So.
Okay, so I was right.
You know, happy anniversary, but I don't care.
Give that monkey a banana. He deserves it. He deserves it. And the next on the list is Mario Party Superstars. That's coming out October 29th, 2021. This is a full-priced game. And there's been some stuff on the internet you can read about people who are both excited for it, who are also disappointed. Some people pointing out that they thought this should be DLC for the current Super Mario Party. Jaden, what were your views when you saw this?
I kind of feel like it should have just been an addition to the already existing one, you know? Because the one, I can't remember what, Super Mario Party? Is that the one right now?
Super Mario Party.
Super Mario Party, it has like four boards and then they added one, right? So like...
There's four boards.
They didn't even add one?
No.
For some reason I'm thinking, maybe no, that's this
the,
one I'm thinking
the
of.
The last update, they brought in multiplayer play.
Oh yeah.
So
this one has four boards. And you get tired of playing those four boards over and over, you know? So... in my opinion, I feel like it would have been cool if they just added, you know, they doubled the board amount
right
to the already existing one, and they're adding like 100 new mini games, add those to it. But you know, it's Mario Party, so I'm not complaining.
You know, I've got mixed feelings on this. One of the last games Nintendo released for the 3DS was called Mario Party Top 100, and what it was a collection of the top 100, in their opinion, the top 100 mini games from all of the Mario series up to that point. And they put it in one package, on one game card for the 3DS. And, which was cool, you could use one game card with multiple 3DSs and do wireless play, which was pretty cool. I'm kind of mixed on this one, because at first when watching it, I was thinking, yes, give me more on what you did before. Super Mario Party that released on the Switch definitely is not the best Mario Party out there, but it's also not the worst. I think they originally with Mario Party, they ended at Mario Party 11, I think. I might be wrong. Maybe Mario Party 12. I'm trying to remember exactly there. It's somewhere between 10 and 12. But those were all called Mario Party. And they effectively rebooted the series on the Switch by calling it Super Mario Party. And so we have the first one. This right here, by the name by itself, they took Super off, and it's just called Mario Party Superstars. And whenever they add things like Superstars, that generally means a collection of what was the best from the past.
Right.
So what we are getting are four boards, over 100 minigames, all online from day one. So this isn't like they did with Super Mario Party for the Switch, that DLC came out for online 2-3 years later, whatever it was. This is up front. So... I'm okay with them charging for a new game because this is a new game. Let me rephrase. This would not fit for me as part of Super Mario Party right now, because those are new boards and new games. This is a collection of some older boards, older games that people have played over the years, and then bringing it up as a giant collection. What I would like to see is on this game they're releasing, which is coming out in October 29th to be exact, and it's a full price game. I would like to see free DLC come out for this particular game right here, because this is pulling back from classics. It's not like they're having to come up with brand new ideas. I mean, yes, they have to remaster it for the Switch today, which, by the way, it looked gorgeous on the Switch.
It had
all the same looks of Super Mario Party right now. So, I mean, we'll definitely be buying this as a family, like day one, just because we like Mario Party. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening and you have thoughts on this, you know, you can send us an email at heydad@dadsgamingcorner.com, or comment on Twitter, or better yet, get on Discord and just talk to us about how you feel about this new Mario Party Superstars and tell us what you think about that. Okay. So Nintendo did something on the Direct. They've done on several Directs where one guy comes up with a black background. So there's no fanfare. It's very bleak. And he comes up and he says, you know, we've talked to you about, you know, Metroid Prime 4 and how we've had to reboot the series and everything else. But today, and when you hear that, but I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. They're canceling Metroid Prime 4. It's stopping. But instead he goes, but today we want to talk to you about another project that we're working on in the Metroid series. Now, when they first started showing it, went to a cinematic and it's all 3D, which is fine. And then it said, and it shows all this great, you know, 3D cinematics. Mm-hmm. And then you go, and then you see this title, Metroid 5. And I'm like, what the heck? Where's Metroid 4? And then it dawns on me, it's Metroid Prime 4 that we're waiting on. So this is actually a brand new installment for Metroid itself. The last one that came out was on the 3DS, and it was a really good game. I have it on my 2DS downstairs. It's a really good game. You saw it. Now, you are less into the side-scrolling 2D platformers and all of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind them.
But, you know, this is a brand new... I'm super excited. This is a brand new game in the Metroid franchise. It's called Metroid Dread. And they're releasing two new amiibo, one as one of the alien monsters, and the other one is of Samus. A really cool look that I've never seen on Samus. It looks
really cool, yeah.
Yeah, it looks great, and it's going to be the two-pack like they did before when they did the 3DS release. I'm super excited for this. I mean, Metroidvania, I mean, this is the game that started that genre, that in Castlevania. So, are you interested in this game?
It looked fun. It looked cool. It looked, just, you know, from what I saw, I don't know, it kind of just looked like another, you know, side scroller thing where you're trying to shoot guys and then you have to dodge them and dodge the lasers and stuff.
Here's my only, I know what you're saying. Have you played any though? Any mm-hmm. side scrolling? We have to go back and forth to like long extent.
I don't know.
Have you played like a Metroidvania game, like Metroid or Castlevania? Those are the older games, NES.
No, concept. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Modern days would be Dead Cells, Hollow Knight. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I mean, those aren't my favorite types of games, mm-hmm. but I mean, I've played a few of them. I mean, it looked cool, you know, from the gameplay that they showed, and like you said, the cinematic thing was really cool.
Now, my one concern for this game is that it's a full-priced $60 game on Switch. And for a side-scrolling Metroid, you know, 2D Metroid game today, I need this game to, like, blow me out of the water with some really cool abilities and power-ups that Samus will have. And it needs to be long. Like a lot of these, you know, Metroidvania games today, you can beat in, you know, 20 hours, 30 hours. And they're indie games, which they're, I'm not knocking them. They're amazing games. Hollow Knight is a perfect 10 for me. I can't wait for Silksong to come out, which would be the, you know, the follow-up to that game. But you're spending $15 on those games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you're getting a beautiful visual experience. Hollow Knight, again, is a masterpiece to me. It's an incredible game. And it's only $15. And so to spend $60 on a Metroid game that's 2D... I'm thinking, what all can you do with this?
Right.
This better be huge.
Like,
so,
you can't just charge $60 because it says Metroid.
Right, and that's kind of what I think they're doing.
I mean, it's going to work, though. It's going
to
sell.
It's going to work. I'm just hoping it's a good game because I'm really looking forward to this. All right, what about how about this next one? I bet you're really looking forward to
just
this one.
Just Dance 2022.
Yeah, I thought I saw you bobbing your head a little bit.
Well, there's 40 hot new tracks.
40 hot new tracks.
So if y'all are
kidding me,
if y'all are a fan of Just Dance, there's 40 hot new tracks coming. So look forward to that.
So
November 4th.
So
this year.
I've got friends that are into the Just Dance games. It's fine. Just teasing y'all. I mean, Just Dance 2021 actually came when they released it last year. They released it for the Wii.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was out of nowhere.
Wow.
And it came on Switch, but it also came on the Wii as well, and everyone was like, "What?" but yeah, you know, they have a new Just Dance. I guess you do need a new game every year to have new tracks and everything else. If I was a Just Dance fan, I would think I would want just look one time, sell me Just Dance Ultimate, and then I can download new tracks. Like, let me pay for the new
That'd
tracks
be cool.
even, you know, that's what I would like to see. We'll skip a few of these other ones. They have a new Dragon Ball Z game coming out. I'm not going to talk about it, but it's coming out this year. A lot of the games they announced today are coming out this year, mm-hmm. but none of them were just really big, stellar games to grab you.
Mario Golf, which, you know.
Mario Golf Super Rush.
You already knew about.
Yep, that's coming out here June 25th, exactly 10 days, a week and a half from now. I'm really looking forward to this game. We've talked about it on the show before. We like the Mario sports games.
I had mixed feelings about it before. I think we talked about this last podcast, but I had mixed feelings on this. But they showed some more stuff, some more gameplay in this Direct specifically that I thought was I thought it was really cool. I guess they just expanded on the different modes more than, you know, I had seen before in previous trailers and stuff they released. But they showed lots of cool, you know, you got to, like, race to the whatchamacallit, and I can't remember, you mentioned how they have, like, the speed golf mode or whatever they call it, but they expanded on that a lot more in this.
Yeah, they showed more gameplay.
I saw some more stuff that I thought, you know, it was really cool.
I mean, I think this would be a blast to play. So, you, me, Caleb, Micah. I mean, I think this is going to be a really fun game.
Based on what I saw today, I'm more excited for it than I have been before. Yeah. So
we'll be playing it day one when it comes out. So we'll be talking about that on the show here coming up. So. Moving right along here, Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. We've known that game is coming out July 9th for quite a while now, but we got new gameplay footage of this game. This is the Monster Hunter... I just lost my train of thought here. This is the Monster Hunter RPG adventure side of the Monster Hunter series. So right now, there's Monster Hunter Rise that we're playing, and that one very much is going out. I mean, you have stories, and you have quests that you're doing, rather not stories, but quests,
right.
And you're hunting monsters, these huge epic battles, which, hey, if there's any of our listeners, you play Monster Hunter Rise, hit us up on Discord. Let's plan it. I'd love to jump online, play some games with you on this. Wings of Ruin, Monster Hunter Stories 2, is the RPG side of it. In fact, when you watched it today, the footage gave a lot more of a look of Zelda, Xenoblade Chronicles, that kind of RPG, you know, Dragon Quest type of a game. How did this one look to you compared to Rise? You still haven't really tried Rise. We're gonna play that together here soon. But did this one interest you at all when you were watching it?
I mean, you know, it looked cool. You know, you're hunting monsters, so that's cool. But yeah, no, I get what you mean about the whole, it was a lot more...
RPG story.
RPG-ish, yeah.
Is a story-based Monster Hunter game sound more appealing to you than just going on a raid to destroy monsters one after the other?
I think so.
You haven't played it yet, though, right?
No, not yet.
Can't wait. One good thing is that they are releasing a demo for Monster Hunter Stories 2, I believe, next week. And whatever you play in Monster Hunter Stories 2, in that demo, it will carry over.
Oh, yeah.
Your save file will carry over to the next game.
So that's cool.
And so, it's a win-win for everyone. Definitely download the demo. Monster Hunter Stories 1 was a great game. It's really fun. We talked about it last week. I believe you can still get it on the iOS App Store for $5. Normally, it's a $20 game. But it's a great way to pick it up right now and maybe... you get into it and hear the story and everything else before you go into the second one. The next one and I wanted to mention was WarioWare, Get It Together. So the interesting thing is that WarioWare, people have been talking about that the Switch is a perfect console for WarioWare, mainly because of the touchscreen, but also because of the local wireless co-op. This game looks crazy. And so now I'm familiar with WarioWare.
I've never played.
You're
a
WarioWare not,
game.
And I looked at your face while it was showing it on
it
the
was
screen,
weird.
And you made some weird. Yeah, give us your reactions on WarioWare.
It was chaotic.
And tell our listeners kind of what you thought because you haven't played, and maybe there's a lot of them who haven't played either.
It was chaotic. It was random. It was I don't know. It's like they went to. It's like you're at a junkyard or something, and you see the most random things, you know, like you see a toilet and like maybe a, you know, an old, like the most random stuff that shouldn't be on the same screen.
I know.
You know,
or putting toothpaste on a toothbrush with a white background
right.
and a stick figure.
It's the most random, right, simple, weird things that's like, this is a game? Is that what you said?
Okay,
like,
so,
are you sure?
So for both Jaden and our listeners who, if you've never played WarioWare traditionally is on the, you know, DS, 3DS, and you have a lot of little mini games, like packed full of mini games that you're on a timer. And the whole thing is how many of these games can you complete in the allotted time? And the more you do, the higher your score. but it might be something as simple as brushing a guy's hair. Like the scene opens and a guy has hair like Einstein sticking up all everywhere, and you've got a comb, and with a touch screen or with using, you know, the analog sticks on the Switch, you have to then brush his hair down. Now, I'm not saying this is a game actually on this version of WarioWare, but it's these kinds of games. Brush his hair down, you've got 4 seconds to do it, and it's wacky. And just watching any of it, or maybe not even watching, if you're just seeing it on TV for like a minute commercial, it's going to be really hard to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if you read about it, it's hard to figure out. You really have to kind of be in the moment and play it. And when you're playing it at first, you might be thinking, okay, I just cleared that stage, or I just cleared that, you know,
game level.
Whatever, yeah. That challenge is the word I was looking for. What am I supposed to be doing here? Was that fun? I don't know. But as you play it more, it becomes more fun. This is up to 4 players on the single console, or up to 2 players local wireless. At least that's what it says right now on Nintendo's website. I'm looking forward to this, because anything that's multiplayer, you know, with the family, that's fast-paced, I love. That's why I'm also looking forward to this, you know, Mario's Golf coming up, the Rush one, because that sounds like a fast-paced, high energetic game that you're putting into this. And so mm-hmm. I don't know, WarioWare looks great to me. I will be waiting for reviews to come out first, because it's a high priced game. It's not 60, but it is $49.99, so it's a $50 game. It's coming out soon, so I want to see how that goes. But yeah, I'm excited for it. All right, what about some of these other games that are on the list here? Let's skip 1, 2, 3. Okay, Fatal Frame Maiden of Blackwater. I know nothing about this game, so I have nothing to say about this game other than it looks creepy. The art style was fantastic. It looked like you were walking around taking pictures, and that's what you're doing in the game. You're taking pictures, hence the name Fatal Frame. Uh-huh. And you're trying to discover, I think you're trying to discover either murders or deaths. I could be so far off that one of our listeners right now could be writing into us and say, "You suck.
You guys are idiots, y'all." No, it looked fun though.
The tone looked great, so I'm definitely excited for that one. That one's coming out sometime this year. I'm looking forward to it. I want to come back to this next one here.
Okay,
let me make a note right here, because it's available today. That's the other thing. Out of today's E3 announcement, there was only 2 titles that were available today. Let's skip this one. Let's go back. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. We've known about this game for at least 2 or 3 months now. It's coming out June 25th to all of you, you know, skateboarders out there. I've never been into a Tony Hawk game.
I actually used to play, I don't know which one it was, but I used to play one, and it was a lot of fun. One of my friends, Jay in Midlothian, he had this game, because, you know, that him and his brothers were all into skating and everything.
Right.
And he had one of these games on his Xbox, and we used to play it all the time. It's fun. So, you know, if y'all are into, you know, the Tony Hawk skating games, then
all right, check
one
it
and
out.
Two.
It'd be good for you.
June 25th.
The next, actually, we're going to skip this one, because this is also one that's available today. Okay, so another one that was announced, not at this E3, I mean, they mentioned it, but it was actually announced, I believe, was it Saturday? What is today? Today's Tuesday. It was released Monday, because that's when I showed it to you guys, Sunday or Monday. The second Mario plus Rabbids game is coming out, and we've talked about this one for the last few weeks, saying that, you know, we're ready for a sequel.
Yes.
And it looks amazing. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. It's coming out. We don't have an exact date other than they're aiming at 2022, so sometime next year. Just tell me your initial reactions on this game.
Well, you know, we've talked about Mario plus Rabbids a lot on this show before. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
This new one looks cool. It has Rosalina, you know, Rabbid Rosalina, of course. So, you know, I'm excited for it. It showed Mario having these new, you know, I mean, if y'all play this game, you know, like the guns that they have, it's like on their hands. Mario had these new ones that were all like sleek and, you know.
It was like he took the old ones from the first game, mm-hmm. that they're white and blue and red, right. and round, and then he pushed it through like a slicer, and it sliced off the left third and the right third.
In my head, it's like if you're comparing like an old iPhone and then like the most current one.
Right.
Side by side, that's what it looks like. The new
Got
ones,
skinny.
Yeah.
That's skinny.
It looks, the game, but yeah, the game looks, it, I think it looks really cool.
I'm super excited. We don't know what all new characters will be in it, other than they did show a Rabbid Rosalina, mm-hmm. and a Rabbid, I believe he's called Luna, the star that was always with Rosalina, right. Luna. And so it was a Rabbid Rosalina and a rabid Luna. And rabid Rosalina, her character looked great. She was bored over everything. It's like she was on her phone, her Galaxy, the little phone there, and just looking at apps.
Galaxy.
Galaxy. She was just looking at apps on her phone and just like, ugh, I got to go fight now. But they had, they showed some of the weapons that were some new AOE rockets that you could shoot off and whatnot. It looks great.
Yeah.
Looks great. Cannot wait to get it. I mean, that'll be one that I'm sure our whole family, you know, you, me,
Caleb.
Well, that's the problem. Mike is getting older now. It's going to stop being, used to be just you and me getting games, and then it was you, me, and Caleb. Now it's going to be four of us getting games.
Mike and Caleb can share the cartridge.
Something. That, or y'all need to start buying your own games. This is getting expensive in here. All right. So one other thing, quick release. Holiday of this year, 2021. Advanced Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp are releasing.
Reboot Camp.
they are. It's the original Advanced Wars, but it looks like they've been repolished. Not a remastered, but they've had a reboot to them. So, I don't know. Check them out. I like Advanced Wars. I'm not a huge fan, but I do like them. If the price is right, I'm sure I'll pick them up. Okay, so let's talk about these last few here, and then we'll move on. And so, here's what was available today, and here's what's interesting. Whenever Nintendo does a Nintendo Direct, like a big Direct, not one of the smaller ones, even in the smaller ones, though, they always have games releasing now. So, and it'll say in the Direct, available now, or available later today. That's a norm that we come to expect when Nintendo does rather be a full-blown Nintendo Direct, or an Indie Direct, or a partner showcase, things like that. And out of 30 announcements they made, only two things were available today. And here's the first one. The first one is just DLC. It's the Ancient Gods Part 1 for Doom Eternal. Okay. All right. Maybe I care. I don't know. I mean, like, when there's a direct like this, which we've read most of the releases so far, none of these are even E3 worthy, in my opinion. This is, I've seen Nintendo Directs that were better than this Direct. And I'm thinking, let's not
over-exaggerate. I mean, some of these...
I don't feel like I am.
Mario Golf? I mean, it wasn't announced today.
How many times have they talked about Mario Golf and shown us Mario Golf, though? Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward
Mario
to that
Mario Party
game.
Superstars?
Okay, so out of this list that we've talked about so far, the only things that have jumped out at
Metroid
me...
Metroid Dread?
I was going to say, the only things that have jumped out at me would be Mario Party Superstars, Metroid Dread. I'm skipping Mario Golf, even though I'm really looking forward to it.
Because it wasn't announced today.
I'm skipping Mario Monster Hunter Stories 2, because we already know about all these.
WarioWare?
Oh, okay, fine. Maybe that could have been a E3-worthy Direct. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything else on here, though, I'm like...
It was very...
No,
it was
very lackluster.
It was disappointing.
Okay, so here are the two things that you can download right now if you're listening to this podcast. Doom Eternal, it's the first DLC. It's the Ancient Gods Part 1. It is available today. And then Strange Brigade, which is also available today. Now, I know nothing about Strange Brigade. We looked at a video for it. It looks interesting. I'm going to check the price right here while we're talking. Jay, what did you think about it?
I mean, I'm trying to remember it.
It's the one where it takes like, what, the 1930s? You said it very much looked like Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Right.
It looks cool. I mean, it looks like Indiana Jones, so it looked cool.
A 1930s type of a look. It has mummies in it.
Yeah, there's mummies, and they're going through these, you know, like ancient ruins and stuff it looked like. And
right.
So, you know, it looked cool. The guy had a cowboy hat. I was just thinking Indiana Jones the whole time. So it looked cool. You know, it made me think of Indiana Jones. It looked fun. I don't know. It didn't really blow me away or, you know.
The visuals looked fun. It's a $35 game. If you buy it right now, it's on sale, I think, to the end of June for $31.49. So it's 10% off. I mean, you're playing. I don't know what you call it. It's kind of like a first-person shooter-ish game, but then you're dealing with, like, ancient Egyptian times. It looks like you're Indiana Jones, and then you get, you know, the king of the skeletons and the lord of the mummies, and they rise from the dead, and they're going to fight with you and beside you.
There was some puzzle solving, I think, wasn't...
Yes, there was some problem solving that they were doing.
So, I mean, for me, it's not cool, but if you like puzzles and things, that's cool. I don't like that.
Well, it's out today. It's one player, single screen, like on your console, just one player. It's 2-4 online and 2-4 local wireless. And they have a lot of DLC on here as well. You can get the deluxe edition, normally $60, on sale for $53.99. I am tempted to buy this now, but I know nothing about it other than it looks fun and interesting and different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's the thing. This game that I know nothing about, you know, hasn't even been talked about, is out today. And then, you know, the first DLC for Doom Eternal is out today, which, by the way, you can get Doom Eternal on Switch right now for 50% off. So that's a great deal to pick that up. Yeah, so I wasn't really hyped about that. And then the last, let's go ahead and talk about these last few titles. Now, these last ones are much bigger E3 worthy.
Let's talk about, first of all, I think Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity Expansion Pass Wave 1.
Okay, before you even get to that, let's say this. So Nintendo's E3 is winding down.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're sitting there going, okay, there's got to be more. Where are the big announcements? Where is Breath of the Wild 2? Where's the next 3D Mario?
If y'all watch this, y'all understand completely what we're saying. Because, like, everything was just filler type stuff, you know?
It was so lackluster.
Worms and 2.0. I don't know what all this stuff is, you know? And if y'all are fans of this, then I'm not trying to knock your games. It's just like, when it's E3, you expect something bigger, you know?
So, in gaming, the summers generally are your dry points. You'll have games that come out in the fall, around the holidays, seasons. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you'll have some early spring. You rarely get much in the summer, except for maybe one or two blockbusters. And this E3... Nintendo is stacked against the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. You know, Xbox Series X, you know, with their Game Pass service and everything else, Nintendo has a lot to compete against. And let me also add that for the last month, every news site has gone from rumors to full-blown predictions that the next Switch, Switch Pro, the new Nintendo Switch, whatever you're going to call it, was going to be announced the week prior to E3. That was last week.
Ooh.
So, I mean, everybody... Not just like, you know, Business Informer or this over here, or Business Insider, you know, everybody has been gearing towards this.
Highly anticipated.
GameStop had an ad that people thought that's pointing to the new Nintendo Switch. Amazon Mexico, likewise. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has been pointing towards this one thing, saying the week before E3 or the week of E3, Nintendo is going to be talking about their new console, and then their E3 presentation would be stocked full of games for their new console.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
And it fell flat. And it fell completely flat. So, we're at the end of E3, Nintendo's presentation, and the Zelda creator himself gets on up there and he goes, "Hi, I'm blah, 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 the creator of the Zelda series, and I have one last thing I want to show you."
So you're like, okay.
And we're like, here we go.
You're like, I've been so disappointed. They have to make up for this.
Make up for the last 35 minutes of wasted time.
Really big about to happen. So he says one last thing.
And then they jump into some video, and you're like, wait a minute, I've seen that before. And it's Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. Great game, not knocking it. But they spend time talking about this one last thing, and it's the Expansion Pass Wave 1 is available June 18th. It's coming out in 3 days.
Oh, snap.
And I'm watching the video, and I think I'm saying it out loud. I'm like, we've seen all this.
Yeah.
We've seen all. You can buy it. You've been able to buy it for several weeks now. Why are you wasting my time?
This is the one last thing.
And the E3 spotlight on this. Okay. So the expansion pass is available coming this Friday. By the way, if you have the game, and maybe in the last, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was an exploit. Well, not an exploit. Nintendo did something bad on their end where they basically offered the expansion pass for free on the UK store and the Australian store, things like that. And people, since it's region free, people were changing their locations, downloading it for free. And it gave it, basically got the expansion for free. Well, Nintendo fixed it to where if you do own it, or I'm sorry, you got it for free, you own it that way, to get any additional updates requires that you purchase that first update legitimately.
Ooh.
So I thought it was interesting how Nintendo went and retrofitted that. But again, not E3 worthy. I'm like,
no.
Where are the big games? So then he comes out and he says, you know, it's Zelda's 35th anniversary.
So now you're like...
To celebrate, and we're like, all right, here we go,
He says, I have a couple more things. A
couple more things to talk about, and so he brings like, out... Yes. Yeah, go and talk about the next one.
So, you know, like he said, he says, it's Zelda's 35th. So we're like, yes, finally something big. And he talks about Skyward Sword HD that's coming to the Switch.
July 16th.
We've known about it, you know, the Joy-Cons,
they didn't show us anything new.
Right, we already knew this.
Well, he didn't even show the Joy-Cons.
No, he didn't show the Joy-Cons.
They didn't show the Joy-Cons. They didn't show the Amiibos. Only showed the game. And I'm thinking...
Like, we've known about this. We know about everything they're doing around Skyward Sword, right? So he says that, and then he announces this Game & Watch, a new Legend of Zelda Game & Watch, which actually comes with three Zelda games, I want to say
The Legend of Zelda and Link's Adventures is the second one.
And then
Zelda 2, which is on the original NES.
Right.
And then the Game Boy was Link's Awakening.
Okay.
And it's the original Game Boy one, not the remaster that they did recently.
So, you know, and I thought this was cool because it came with three games on it. And
sure.
Did they come out with one for
Mario? It's
Mario?
It's right over there.
Okay, that's what I thought. And now, does that one have games on it?
Yeah, it has games on it. Same thing. They're doing the same thing,
so
but
it's
Zelda.
So it's the same thing, you know, but Zelda. So it's cool, and it's a cool collector's thing and everything. But then he says, what do you say?
So here's the quote. He makes mention that it's Zelda's 35th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
And as they are talking about the Game & Watch, it's not at the end, it's while they're talking about the Game & Watch, you're seeing video footage. As he's talking, he says, no anniversary campaigns or Switch titles are planned.
And then he goes on about the Game & Watch.
And I'm like, wait, what? We're celebrating the 35th anniversary for Zelda.
Slip that in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you ain't slick.
That's exactly what he
does. Everyone caught you.
Okay, so Skyward Sword is not a celebration of the 35th anniversary of Zelda. I'm glad they're bringing it to Switch, but that's not a 35th anniversary. What they did for Mario, the Super Mario 3D All-Stars. I want a, you know, Zelda 3D, maybe not All-Stars. I don't know. Call it whatever you want to.
Yeah.
That's what I want, though. I want Zelda 3D All-Stars. I want Ocarina of Time. I want Majora's Mask. I want some of these other games that they brought. You know, they did just those two, I'd be okay. But throw in some other ones. Throw in, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to choose from right now because there's so many great ones. You know, Twilight Princess, all of them. Even on the Game Boy Advance, I mean, Minish Cap. Minish Cap was one of my favorite Zelda games. There's so much they could do, and they didn't do it. And so now to their credit, he did come back and show Breath of the Wild 2. The actual one last thing. And now for this one, and they didn't call it Breath of the Wild 2. They called it the Breath of the Wild sequel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a name for it yet.
Right.
And this was, I will say, this was the best part of the show.
Easily.
Because they finally showed not just a cinematic trailer. I love cinematic trailers, but show me gameplay.
I can't
tell you how many cinematic trailers I've watched. I'm like, that game looks epically awesome. And then when you play it, it's a 16-bit adventure. And I'm thinking, that's not what I just saw.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so they showed actual gameplay of the sequel to Breath of the Wild, and it looks fantastic. It looks like a big portion of the game takes place in the air because the opening scene...
He's in the air.
One of the opening scenes is Link, either flying or falling with style through the air and then landing on one of these floating islands.
It looked awesome. I mean, like you said, they showed lots of gameplay, which I was thankful for. And it really showed... It was really cool. They showed lots of new abilities that Link has. They showed some stuff that went down between Link and Ganon. Link's got a whole arm deal now. You need to go watch the Breath of the Wild sequel trailer that Nintendo... It's already on YouTube, I think. So you need to go watch that so you know what we're talking about.
We'll definitely put a link in the show notes to the whole E3 presentation.
But it looked super cool. I'm excited for it. It's coming 2022, so it's a little ways away still. But it's only next year, you know?
And it looks so good. I'm hoping... I want this early next year. I don't want this holiday of 2022. Let me back up on a couple of things. Here's what I'm looking at. The Game & Watch isn't coming out till November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's at the very end of Nintendo being able to celebrate the 35th anniversary for Zelda. I mean, they're missing it. They're missing the entire year.
Yeah.
So basically, they're giving us a Game & Watch. That's what they're giving us for 35th anniversary.
That is what they're giving us.
That's literally all it is. They're pushing it out so far. I can't believe they're pushing it out to November because of production issues. I'm sure that they were already working on these and planning it at the same time they were producing the Mario Game & Watch.
Right.
So could it be that they're going to come out between now and November and then release a bunch of Zelda titles?
I don't know.
That on the same day of November 12th, that's when the games are going to come out.
It feels like they have to because they can't do something so mediocre for Zelda.
This is like going to the dentist and they give you one of those free toothbrushes when you leave and you're like, thanks for the crappy toothbrush.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't know. I feel like they can't just do a Game & Watch. Like, that's not even... What?
I know. I want this. I mean, I'll be buying
But one. It's going to sit on the shelf.
Well, I'll probably have two. I have two of those. One that you can play with and one that's in the box.
But you know what I mean, though? I know what you mean. For Zelda.
Yes.
Like, for it to be the only thing. Like, if it was that among a few other things, then yeah, that'd be awesome.
Give me a collection that has Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, Wind Waker. Those would be the first 3D Zelda games. Give me those on a cartridge. Give me those as downloads, whatever, as a collection, like you did with Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
And I'll be ecstatic.
They did so much with Mario. You know, there was a ton of stuff. And it's like, what?
The other thing I'll bring it up here in a second. But yes, so the sequel, Breath of the Wild, looks really good. It opens up. You see some of the Calamity, some of that smoke ooze that gets on Link's right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that, I don't know if y'all have ever noticed this, but Link is actually left-handed. Whenever you're playing the games, he swings the sword with his left hand. His shield's on his right hand. The sword's in his left hand. Mm-hmm. And so you see the Calamity get it on his right hand and up towards probably halfway up his forearm. And then for the rest of the game, it looks like almost like he has this Iron Man gauntlet on or something. Yeah. And it looks like that the stasis powers, not stasis powers, all the rune powers,
yes.
Like the stasis and ice and everything else, all of that before was with the slate.
The slate.
It's no longer with the slate. It looks like it comes directly out of his arm. And that was pretty epically awesome.
It looks awesome.
But if he's getting his power from the Calamity, I'm wondering, is he dealing with... Like, it'd be really cool for them to throw a really cool element in here where if the more power he uses, it actually weakens him or hurts him because mm-hmm. of, you know, he's balancing between good and evil or something. I mean, I don't know.
I'll speculate.
Why is half of the world now up in the sky?
Yeah.
I mean, something took place. I don't know. But it looks
awesome. And then one scene, it showed him with, like, this flamethrower thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's, like, and it's not just, like, a little, you know, like a...
It's not a beam. It's not an Iron Man beam.
Huge
dragon's breath. Fills the screen.
It's crazy. The game looks awesome.
Now y'all go back and watch this, and tell me that I'm wrong on this. But if you pause it right when he's shooting, there's a time where that dragon thing that he's holding is green, and it looks just like from the game Arms. And I can't remember who used it. Was it Min that used the dragons? Or
I think so.
She had a green dragon and shot fire like that. And then he jumps backwards, and I'm like, it is Min.
Yeah.
So here's my theory. The game just took this long to come out because Link had to find Min, track her down. Yes. And it wasn't until Min joined
Smash, where they could link up.
Right.
In a mutual location.
Exactly. And then he borrowed it from her, and now he has this, you know, dragon's breath flamethrower thing.
Makes sense.
I'm going to go with it.
I think so.
I think that's the official reason.
I mean, we'll see in 2022.
So Nintendo's E3, in my opinion, in your opinion, huge letdown. A lot of people were speculating, and I was one of those speculating and hoping that now that Nintendo's not doing the 3DS anymore, and it appears by everything that we've seen that they're no longer a two-console company, but a single-console company, Switch is both a handheld and a docked unit. You have NES... You have the SNES. This would have been a great E3 moment to say, now we're bringing Game Boy / Game Boy Advance games to the Nintendo Switch. That would have been amazing. There's over 100 games you can play right now that are classics from both the original Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. I would have loved if they rolled out today. And available today, here are 25 of the best games from the Game Boy and the Game Boy Advance. That would have just been amazing. Why aren't they doing that?
But no.
The Nintendo Switch online service looks the same, plays the same as it has from the very beginning. Any ideas? What is Nintendo doing?
I don't know. They better do something. I mean, I don't know. It felt weird.
It did not seem like an E3 press conference.
And so it kind of makes me feel like, and like the Zelda, you know, the lack of things they did for Zelda's 35th anniversary, it seems like they have to do something here soon, maybe, I don't know, to just like, really, you know, kind of make up for... I really don't know. I don't know if it was intentional. Part of me wants to think it was intentional. Like, they intentionally left us hanging, you know?
That doesn't make sense, though.
Right.
It's just dumb.
But that's what I want to believe.
Dumb.
Because it was so disappointing.
If you take out Breath of the Wild 2...
It would have been...
Nothing on this E3 conference would have been worth it.
Yeah.
Nothing. This E3 Direct, nothing would have been worth it.
It's like in school when you're going to get a 0 on an assignment and you turn it in 2 weeks late, so then you get a 30. And it's like, well, 30 is better than zero. You know, that's how this was. They gave you Zelda at the end. So it's like, well, it's better than nothing.
Or, you know, when you turn on like your Switch and when you first turn it on, it gives you the news panel right there on your left-hand side of the screen. And then you press the same button three times and you go into whatever. Or you click on one of these news articles over here on featured news on your Switch. It seems like everything they talked about today could have been under featured news.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We are going to show a little gameplay of Breath of the Wild 2 or the sequel. And okay, fine. That warrants a video. Everything else, I'm like, I could have seen in featured news.
Yeah.
This was not exciting for me. There were no updates on Metroid Prime 4 or Metroid Prime Collection, which everybody's been wanting for years now. No updates on Bayonetta 3, Splatoon 3. No information at all if they're coming out with the new Mario Kart 9, which would be great. They didn't talk about it. What's the next 3D Super Mario game? 3D Super Mario game. Odyssey's been out for a while now. It's about time for them to at least start talking about the next Mario game.
Right.
Nintendo's already said that they see the Switch going on for a much longer time than a standard console. So instead of the standard 6 to 7 years, they want to see it go 10 plus. Okay, talk about the next Mario. We need the next Mario. We need the next Mario Kart. Right. Splatoon 3, like I said, they talked about that, but we haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
I was hoping to see gameplay on that.
Yeah, because did they even, I can't remember, so, you know, don't quote me, but I don't, did they do gameplay on the last, you know, the initial first trailer
they did? They did a little gameplay, but it was in a desert land, so it was very bleak.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm thinking, okay, this looks cool, and I expected by now they at least give us an update.
Right, I was expecting updates, maybe a little bit more in depth. So, something.
Generally speaking, when you watch a Nintendo Direct, and I know this whole episode's been about the Direct, and hopefully we're still engaging with all of our listeners here, but generally when you watch a Nintendo Direct, you see one of two things. Either Nintendo first-party titles really shine, or third-party developers really step up, and they really shine. And it doesn't matter if it's AAA, it doesn't matter if it's indie, it doesn't make a difference, but somebody's going to shine. Nobody, there's no shining on this episode, or this Direct. The third-party publishers never really came up. There wasn't anything big. And so it was very lackluster, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh. And this is the big if. Now, Nintendo is not a traditional company, but normally traditional companies, E3 is where they show off their biggest and their best. They did not. Nintendo's is not traditional. I'm hoping that's the case for this Direct, that they showed something because it was E3. But they have something better coming up in the next month that they're really going to begin to talk about and promote.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I agree.
This gives me a very bleak outlook for the rest of 2021 as far as Nintendo's concerned. And I'm going to be really bummed if this is it. And I'll be really bummed if the Switch Pro or the new Switch, whatever it's going to be called, if it doesn't come out this year. If they wait till next year, at that point it's like, okay.
I'm not buying your Switch Pro.
Well, it's like you're milking this console for every last bit you can. There was another game announced, not at this not Nintendo's E3, but someone else's E3. And it's a new game coming out that's going to look amazing. And it's on the Switch, but it's cloud streaming on the Switch, kind of like Control and Hitman is right now. I am enjoying Control, and I got my new internet that we talked about last week, and so that's great. But it's still not ideal, and I don't want to feed that monster because I don't want games starting to come streaming. I want to own the games.
Yeah, I don't know. If y'all really want the Switch to last like that, then you're going to have to make it last, you know?
Nintendo needs to do something. Okay, so over on our Discord server, we did not give y'all nearly enough time. We posted this just 15, 20 minutes before we started recording, but simply asking, you know, what were your reactions to Nintendo's E3 presentations, or do you have any questions or comments? And so we had one of our active listeners over there, Skycatcher Gaming, and he asked some questions. So Jay, why don't you go and read those off?
Yeah, so first thing he said or asked is, you know, what was our biggest surprise about the E3?
You know, my first reaction is, and this is terrible. It sucked.
Well,
what was your biggest surprise? It was awful.
I was expecting it to be good.
I didn't like it.
I was surprised it sucked.
I expected, you know, because here's the thing. The last several years of E3, since the Switch launched, Nintendo has ran away with the show. And this year it was like, I mean, I love my Switch. But it reminded me of the Wii U days where Nintendo had nothing to talk about because they literally had nothing to talk about. Okay. So,
biggest surprise.
Right, in a positive look on it. What was your biggest surprise from E3?
I'm trying to think. I want to say, I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
Okay.
Because everyone was expecting it and they wanted it. I want to say Breath of the Wild 2. But like I said, it wasn't a surprise. It was just the, I don't know. It's because all these other things, it's like you weren't expecting, but like you wouldn't give any second thought to. You know, so it's not like, oh, that right. came? Like, you know, Fatal Frame or Danganronpa. You know, like, it's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that specifically, but it's because I don't know what that is, you know?
I love it.
So, I mean, WarioWare, I guess, because I don't, I've never played any of those, so I didn't, you know, I didn't realize it was a thing. So that, I mean, that was a surprise. The Game & Watch for Zelda, although they did that for Mario, so, you know, they already have done that. I don't know. You said, you know, Skycatcher, you said okay. your biggest surprise was Metroid Dread.
Metroid Dread. So if I was to look at this and say, what was my biggest surprise, that I, if I was to look at it that I truly did not see it coming, it would be a tie between Metroid Dread and Mario Party.
Oh, what's yeah, actually, All-Stars? That's a good point.
Mario Superstars.
Party. Superstars,
Mario yeah. Party, Superstars. My biggest surprise would have been Metroid Dread. I did not see them coming out with a 2D Metroid at all. And then Mario Party Superstars. If I would say the one I'm most excited about out of those two, I think Mario Party is going to get more play value in our home. But man, it looked, but that Metroid Dread looked good. Like, I really, I want to play that now. I want to play that now. That looks to be, if Nintendo does it right, that looks like a game that I'm going to sink a lot of hours
it
into.
It looks fun.
It looks really good. Let's see. He said he was also a bit hyped for WarioWare and Mario Party.
Superstars.
Superstars, like we're talking about right now. We already talked about both of those. Also, the Nintendo Japan Direct was amazing with the cave shoot-em-ups. And so I haven't actually watched that one yet. And I always forget that from time to time, they'll release something slightly different in different regions. And I did not go back and watch that one yet. I would love to watch it. The last thing he asks, though, is what is your Nintendo... I feel like I can't answer this question because I have just bashed Nintendo on this episode. But he says, what's your Nintendo game of the year prediction? Let's see. Mario Golf Super Rush. Okay, no, serious now. Dang.
Game of the year.
Like, game of the year. I'm gonna read his question as if he's talking about specifically from Nintendo publishing. Mm-hmm. So what's your Nintendo game of the year prediction? So not just game on the Switch, because I still stand by that, you know, Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice on the Switch, which was a port to the Switch, is one of the most, if not the most beautiful game on the Switch. And when that game came out, it blew me away, and I was so happy to have it on Switch. But from the list of what we're looking at, from what we also know that's coming out right now, if it has to be Nintendo published, we'll see. I was going to bring in Monster Hunter because that's all, but that's Capcom. That's Capcom.
I mean,
dang. So like, well, out of this list, we have Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword HD. That's coming this year. It would be Breath of the Wild, but it's not coming this year. And while I like Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, that's not a 9 for me. That's like an 8 out of 10 on the Zelda score. I mean, it's been years since I've played it, so I need to go back and look, but it seems like I remember that being like a low 8 for me. So I'd be interested in trying it out again. Too soon to tell?
Yeah.
Too soon to say?
I mean, I really don't know. I mean, we'd like to hear your prediction, you know, if you'd like to...
Yeah,
share with us your answer.
If you're listening to the podcast, just go ahead and, you know, jump on our Discord server. Give us your predictions right now, what you think is going to be Nintendo's big game. I will say this, if Nintendo releases a Zelda, you know,
3D All-Stars
type like kind of like Mario they did last year. Was that last year or this year?
No, it was last year. It wasn't this year, oh,
no,
was
no, no,
it?
No. Some reason my brain went back to 2020.
We're in 2020.
But it came out in 2020. If they did that for Zelda, all bets are off. That's it. Period. Nothing else coming. Doesn't matter what they come up with. If they did a 3D All-Stars for Zelda, that would be my game of the year from Nintendo. If they don't come up with that, there hasn't been a whole lot from Nintendo. You know, I'm going to look into this question a little deeper.
Get it together.
I'm going to see what other games came out this year. From Nintendo, mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of right now what did, because even Paper Mario Origami King, I really like that game, but that's like a 7, you know, a high 7.
Yeah.
I think that was last year.
Pikmin.
Pikmin came out this year, but that was a remake. Yeah. That was a remake of a Wii U title.
That Mii game. That Mii game came out this
Miitopia.
Year.
Miitopia. I'm loving Miitopia. Loving me year. Some Miitopia, but that, again, that's a remake.
Well, darn.
So it's kind of looking like it might be Mario Golf Super Rush. I was joking about it, but I can't. Yeah. Nintendo, get your act together. I need some games. Anyway, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for listening. Remember that you can find everything that we're talking about in the show notes of whatever podcast app you're listening to, or you can just visit us online at dadsgamingcorner.com, and you'll see it right there. As always, be sure to follow us on Twitter at DadsGC as well as Facebook. You can also drop us a line at heydad@dadsgamingcorner.com. Send us your thoughts, your questions, your own stories, or maybe we really butchered this episode about the E3 and you have a total disagreement. If that's the case, let us know about that.
Let us know for sure.
You know, I was just now thinking about, what's it called that just came out? Was it last week before? DC.
DC Superhero Girls?
DC, whatever it's called. DC Superhero Teen Power.
Teen Girl Power.
Teen
whatever.
Girl Power.
Whatever
power
it's called. Up.
Whatever it's called. Whatever it's called. That's published by Nintendo.
Well, there you go.
This year is just not
definitely
a Nintendo year.
In the running.
If they release a new Switch this year, that will be my game of the year. Just period.
A new Switch?
If a new Switch comes out this year, that will be my game of the year.
The Switch is the game of the year.
Yes. Because so far, nothing else is shining.
Sure.
And you know, here's the thing, though. This new Metroid Dread coming out, that could be amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, Hollow Knight's a perfect 10 for me. I was joking about Mario Golf.
Golf.
And I kind of stood up on that joke because nothing else is coming out. But with Metroid Dread, that's coming out this year, that game could be amazing. That could be a 9 or a 10. Doesn't mean it's the best game on Switch this year, but it very well could be Nintendo's best game that they release this year. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate you listening and sitting in your comments. I was trying to find the email. I couldn't find it, but we actually had a listener email me about the Joy-Cons, Skyward Sword Joy-Cons, where I can import them from Japan. So thank you for that. I really, really appreciate that. That was very kind of you. Be sure to listen to us every single week. Generally, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we're releasing these episodes now that we're getting back on the train of things. But I think that's going to be about it. Jay, any last words? Any last words before I rip the chair out?
You know what?
You?
No.
Nintendo, do better.
Yeah, y'all go watch it if you haven't yet. Prepare to be disappointed.
We'll put links in the show notes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all next week.